The Arizona Diamondbacks and New York Yankees meet tonight in Game 3 of the World Series. The Diamondbacks lead the Yankees 2-0. A group in Georgia has created a baseball league for disabled children, complete with their own special field. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The crack of a bat, the cheers from the crowd, the thrill of a player heading for home plate. These are the sounds of America's passion. Baseball. For the first time, 4.5-year-old Wilson Mask gets to try out his determined swing.
Here we go.
Oh, look at that.
Many of the children here can't walk. Some are deaf, others nearly blind. Wilson has auditory neuropathy. He doesn't talk because he can't hear. Wilson's mom never stops smiling as she directs her son around this special baseball diamond. He's now in the Miracle League.
After you hit the ball, you run. Come on, run. Come on, here. Run. And stop. This is first base.
The idea for the Miracle League began in 1998. People in this community east of Atlanta realized that disabled children didn't have a place to play ball. They tried to use a traditional field, but wheelchairs and walkers got stuck in the grass and mud. Players couldn't cross the bases or home plate because they were elevated. The new complex, which cost about $850,000, was built with mostly private donations. It's the only one of its kind in the country. The entire site is barrier-free. The field is made out of a special rubbery surface. The bases are painted on. One of the founders, Dean Alford, says 200 children from as far as 100 miles away have come to play, and 25 cities have asked about setting up their own Miracle Leagues.
The baseball complex, particularly the field, allows a child where in a traditional field they may have thrown the ball and the ball would have just hit in the grass and died. This field allows the ball to go all the way across. And so for the first time, they're not afraid to attempt to throw because they know it's not just going to go 2 feet and die. And so when they feel and sense that, they're not embarrassed to try.
Hey, let's hear it for Jamil, okay? Come on, let's go.
The Indians are at bat facing the Pirates on this wilting Georgia day. As batters take their stance, parents on both sides cheer. Every team member hits. Everyone gets around the bases with the help of volunteer buddies. And in this league, every player crosses home plate. No one would think of arguing with this umpire. Unlike regular baseball, the scoreboard always reads 0-0. There are no losers. John Roberts is one of the coaches. His 8-year-old son spins around in his electric wheelchair, smiling and chatting with other players. Coach Roberts says the Miracle League lets kids just be kids.
If I had the energy and dedication that these kids had from other teams, oh, it's just unbelievable. These kids try harder than anyone else. And they just go for it. And what they may lack somewhere, they make it up with something else. Every one of these kids has got a gift. Every one of them. You just got to find it.
Lindsay likes to run home in a walker.
Lindsay got it. You going to run home in that walker? Lindsay got it. You going to run home in that walker today, girlfriend?
At third base, Lindsay Garner's father, Gary, exchanges his daughter's wheelchair for her walker. Lindsay waits for the chance to sprint home under her own power.
Go, Lindsay, go!
The blonde, freckled girl not only makes it to home plate, but she reaches down and touches the base to claim her victory. Lindsay bows to another round of applause. Most families here are watching the World Series this week, but these kids are already dreaming about springtime and a new season in their own Miracle League. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Conyers, Georgia.